When we can't open our doors wide and let our children roam the earth freely and explore it as they're meant to, these are crafted facts posing as advanced civilization. We are conditioned to accept less and less in terms of the quality of life and the use of our faculties, while those who still have both are disparaged as primitive. I met a woman, a mom, at the tot lot when I was there with my grandchild, and she told me about her life in Yemen, in which she comes from a farming family, and the girls never were, well, none of the children, but if there was any money, the boys were given education, the girls remained illiterate, and she dreamed of being able to read Arabic because she never got to go to school, so she was trying to figure out a way to take classes or schedule a way in which her sister-in-law could teach her. Anyway, so I guess you could say she was illiterate. And it was really interesting hearing her talk about her life in Yemen, because she was laughing at our protectiveness of our children. She says, in Yemen, we just open the doors, the children are gone. Bye, see ya. We never hear from them the rest of the day. And that reminded me of, because they're exploring the earth. The earth is the teacher. And there is no more powerful teacher. And listening to her reminded me of that description that Melville gave us in Taipei of his experience living with a island people. You know, the children are off exploring. It's not a burden having children. The earth feeds them. The earth teaches them. And this is what's called primitive. But this woman's power was palpable, a vitality, an energy. You don't see in most folks from other lands where there's still life going on. They look at us and they say, you guys in America, or excuse me, in the U.S. are robots, dead. We need to start listening to that. And we need to start thinking about what has been lost in our being conned into letting go of the earth. The power of the earth as a teacher. We're not talking about. And that's another one of those conversations about the future we need to have. We have to reunite with our sources of power, holism, because our authentic connections have been replaced with fraudulent ones. When we said last week that our ancestors who wrote for us had a hunger to see generalized human freedom, the hunger was in the all of them, their bodies, their minds, no difference. It was they themselves that hungered. This freedom our bodies remember, no matter how forcefully and relentlessly power tries to pound out the memory. It's not an abstract concept. It's our physical existence as whole beings, bodies, souls, no difference. And this brings us back to work, wage work. Whatever idea you think it serves, it does not serve our wholeness. I can testify very personally on that. And it's time now for our wholeness to lead, to say, to call the shots. And it doesn't matter what that work is that they give you or how much you may enjoy it. All the pundits, I'm sure, would say they love their job. Would say it meets their passion because it allows them to use their intelligence. But one's intelligence cannot get you to the underlying structure because you're manipulating the facts that are given you. That's what intelligence does. So on the contrary, it gets you, all unbeknownst to your conscious mind, to simply reproducing it, the underlying structure. And as we've said, they've made the ability to use just a fraction of our gifts, a scarce commodity, as with everything we need for a human existence. But Fromm reminds us that using one's intelligence is not wholeness, just the opposite. It leads you into narrow ruts from which you cannot grow, let alone fulfill our goal of freeing the species.